This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Just a few taps. Right now, new customers can get $100 in bonus bets when you make your first $10 wager. Download the ESPN Bet Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code JOEQ. That's J-O-E-Q to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
This summer, there's only one place to catch every major golf tournament, East River 9. Join ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 as we broadcast live from East River 9, bringing the excitement of the majors to you. Meet up with your favorite ESPN hosts, win awesome prizes, and catch all the tournament action. Plus, play a round of golf or pickleball, then refuel at the River House with incredible food and drinks. Don't miss out on the action. Come hang out with us at East River 9. For more, visit EastRiverNine.com.
Hey parents, Jeremy Branham here. Want to transform your driveway into a pro-level court? Pro Dunk basketball goals are the real deal. Their revolutionary lightning adjust system lets you change heights in seconds. From regulation 10 feet down to 5 feet so the whole family can play. Build commercial grade materials that stand up to Houston weather. Get your kids off those screens and onto the court. Pro Dunk, the choice of serious ballers. Visit ProDunk.com today. That's ProDunk.com.
Lance Zierlein here for Allstate Windows and Siding. If you're looking to give your home a facelift, forget about painting or staining. Buy siding from Allstate Windows and Siding. Allstate Windows and Siding has a huge selection of colors, and their product is energy efficient and impact resistant from wind and weather. Call today at 832-204-1936 and ask about their $2,500 off complete siding jobs. It's their spring special. Visit AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com. Discounts available for senior citizens, military, and first responders as well. AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com. When it comes to accidental injury cases in Harris County, there's one law firm that files nearly three times as many cases than any other firm, and that's Dasper Law Firm. Why? Because they're the best at what they do, getting their clients the compensation they deserve for injuries they've wrongfully suffered in an accident. Lance Zierlein here, and if you suffered an injury in an accident and you would like a free case review, call John Daspit now, 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW or visit DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5.
KFNC 97.9 HD2 Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Presented by Zadok Jewelers.
The Killer Bees!
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 proudly present The Killer Bees.
Definitely a fan of The Killer Bees.
Don't sweat the technique.
Broadcasting from Kima Boardwalk as part of ESPN Houston's Summer Circuit.
Presented in part by our grand prize sponsor, Power On E-Bikes.
From the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN at 92.5. Talking finals, 713-780-3776. I'm a diehard Rockets fan, but the NBA is better when the small market teams are good. So he's in favor of this new NBA. I mean, it's not a new NBA final. It just happened to be what you got with OKC and Indy, a couple of small markets. I don't think the ratings are going to be great, though.
I don't think they've been if there's games like this to draw a little extra. So far, I've been surprised that the ratings overall in the playoffs were up because I didn't think that they were that compelling to say that ratings were up. But that's where I think Silver got defensive when he had the press conference, when he made this statement about if you had Pittsburgh and Green Bay in a Super Bowl, you'd be happy, but not if you have Indiana and OKC.
Yeah, I've the games have been good. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. I feel like the best case scenario is having a small market team beat one of those big market teams. See, it depends on what you're talking about from best case. Like, if you're talking about just TV ratings, you want star power.
You want
big markets.
Because
by default, that's going to drive up the numbers.
Yep.
That's why I think by default, Oklahoma City and Indy is going to be a low-rated NBA final. Like, do I care what the ratings are for the finals? Absolutely not. I just want it to be good ball. So I have no problem with it being small markets. I have no problem that it's like a couple of teams that don't have marquee, top-of-the-line, top-five superstars. Now, Halliburton's emerging into a star. SGA's emerging into a star. And maybe they will, you know, in the years to come, be the faces of the NBA once LeBron is gone, once Steph is gone, once Durant is gone. So I think what we're seeing are the maybe the making of some stars.
Yeah, it's kind of the changing of the guard a little bit because you know it's only a couple years more of Steph. You don't know when LeBron's going to walk away. Some of the guys that have been and carry the torch as the face, that's why those discussions fire up. But I think that if you look at it for if the ratings are going to be down, New York fans don't want anything to do with the finals because they're so ticked off they lost. The major markets are all checked out because their teams are done. So it's tougher to get the – you have to get the true diehard basketball fans to stay dialed in. You and I were talking about yesterday in the fact that when we were trying to figure out when they went away from the 2-3-2 finals format, it's because the Rockets have been so far away from it for so long, you kind of lose touch with unless it's a really compelling superstar-driven matchup. I think SGA is a superstar. I think Halliburton has taken his overrated ranking from the players' survey and basically got people convinced that he is one of the better players in this league. Superstar to me is a tough term because there's so much more than just what you do on the floor. It's the marketability. It's the overall team achievements. It's so many different things because Halliburton has been unbelievable as we talked about. But if you say that – I think they're really legitimately – because Jalen Williams, most people don't know about him, even though he was an all-star and he was the second fiddle to SGA. I think the one legitimate superstar in the whole series is SGA.
I would agree. Halliburton. I would throw Halliburton in there.
See, I think he's getting to that level. I think, like you said, with when we talk about records, too, if he wins it all, now he's elevated his status to true superstar.
See, I don't think SGA's a megastar.
No,
because,
but megastar's
because of the other stuff,
right?
That he made. Yeah, I think there's only a few of them. I think it's LeBron. Steph. LeBron's the biggest one.
Steph's right there.
I wouldn't put Steph on LeBron's tier. I think LeBron's on a tier by himself, and then Steph would be on the very next tier. Probably second in the NBA.
Oh, I think he's second, and you can argue the distance because
Right. Just
like LeBron's Nike deal, Steph is Under Armour. And then when you talk about...
I think that kind of helps my point. Like, one's Nike and one's Under Armour.
But what I said was how big of a difference there is between one and two is what you think of the difference between Nike and Under Armour and then some of the other endorsement deals they have. And
I think it's vast, though, don't you? Nike and Under
Armour? Well, LeBron's media, it's all about his entire media involvement from, you know, Rich Paul, and he had the investments with the agencies, but then the fact that he's got into TV production and the barbershop and the HBO store.
Yeah,
I think probably LeBron is – I think LeBron is definitely number one. Steph's doing really, really, really well, but I think he's a clear two.
Yeah, I would agree. Like, LeBron's probably on the short list of the greatest – okay, let me make sure I'm phrasing this right. LeBron is on the short list of the biggest superstars to have ever played the game.
Yes, but he's also behind two of the guys that a lot of people think he's above in terms of the greatest player in the history of the
Jordan
game.
Jordan and Kobe?
Jordan and Kobe
like, Jordan, no doubt, number one. I wonder how close the gap is between Kobe and, again, we're not talking about player production, on-the-floor stuff. We're talking about how bright is their stardom. I wonder how close to LeBron and Kobe are.
The Kobe with the Kobe shoe
alone
puts him right below Michael in terms of the shoe deals.
So you think the gap between Jordan and Kobe is smaller than the gap between Kobe and LeBron?
I think... I do. I think because Kobe was in movie production, TV production. He won the Oscar. He won the Oscar for the short film.
You know what? I'm not gonna say it.
But you watch some of the documentaries, and he was constantly – he built the Kobe Academy, the Mamba Academy, and that started to become a thing. Like, he was very calculated, but what he touched, almost all of it blew up.
Texture says Steph is over Braun, and then he used the R word. No, he's not.
No.
as a star – and they're just like, what's the right word to use here? Like, their
marketability.
Their GQ. What is it? The GQ
Swag.
Meter. I think there's a phrase like GQ meter or whatever. Like, Steph is not ahead of LeBron.
No, I think it could be a closer gap than maybe people think when you look at the overall things Steph is involved into that he's making money
on. Q rating is what I was looking for.
Okay.
Q rating. Like, LeBron's Q rating way higher
scores,
than Steph's Q rating.
Q scores in a marketing world are very important. But I think that, again, a lot of people, because they want this to be an MJ and LeBron conversation, they lose sight of Steph right now, but they certainly lose sight of all of Kobe's marketability over the body of all of the things he was involved in.
Did it surprise you that Kobe won an Oscar in the Me Too era?
No. I watched the actual doc on the making of that documentary. The fact that he got John Williams to write all the music, who did all the Star Wars music and has done won all those Oscars. He got some award-winning animation guy that did all the drawings, and they met. Like, the again, the calculated things that he did to put into that were unbelievable.
I'm not diminishing his his prowess in doing whatever he did. My surprise is that Hollywood accepted him
because of his wrongdoings of the past.
As the time he was winning Oscars is when they were canceling Men, and he had a history of like the type of guy that would have been canceled by Hollywood.
My rebuttal to that would be that if it had happened really, really close to when he was up for the Oscar, it might have had an effect. But it was almost like, and I'm not saying this is right, but it was almost like it got to be forgotten at a certain point. Like he overcame it. He did his apologizing. There was a downtime for him when Nike pulled away from him and everybody was going to pull away from him. And then he rebuilt the image enough to when it came to that, I think it was so far behind him that people didn't calculate it.
I agree with that. The gap helped, no doubt. Yes. If it was a closer gap, I don't think he would have ever had a chance to take off. Mm-hmm. Will the Women's College World Series ratings get more viewers on average per game than the NBA Finals?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
No, it's cable versus over the air, and the over the air. I think you get a big hit from the ABC for every game.
I wonder how much that matters now. Like the gap,
it's closed because of all the different avenues people have to watch television. But I do think in terms of just grabbing as many people as you possibly can, I still think it's as a nation, it's easier to get the over the air ratings.
Yeah, the best meter on Stardom is does my wife or daughter know who they are? Says Jasper. Well, Jasper, does your wife or daughter know who LeBron or Steph Curry is? You got to finish the story there,
My older daughter knows both. My younger daughter knows neither.
Yeah, my wife doesn't really follow sports, so that would be like a, Q rating as well. Because she keeps up with, pop culture stuff, but not sports. She would know both.
Yeah, Lisa knows both. And Lisa knows the marketable stars and the bigger stars in every sport. But she'll go to me if she's like, hey, I got a story coming up. I don't know who Zach DiCenzo is or something like that, or tell me more about him. But, yeah, because of what she does, she knows a lot more. My youngest, she knows some teams like the Green Bay Packers.
Well, Ari Shaffir. Yeah, of course. Ari Shaffir, the comedian, didn't forget about Kobe's past. Remember his tweet when Kobe died? I don't remember that.
I don't either.
Yeah, send it in. I'm curious.
What's 7-1
Ari Shaffir, Shaffir.
I've never heard of the guy.
I'll Google it during the break. Or you can just text it in. 713-780-ESPN. Who has more championships, LeBron or Steph? Who has the heads up in their final when they faced each other? LeBron made the league soft. Steph changed the game with his threes. Mic drop. Steph better than LeBron. We're not talking about, their play, two, their impact. We're talking about their level of fame and stardom. And it's not close.
No.
It's not close.
No. I mean, Steph's going to be known as the greatest shooter of all time. LeBron statistically has the greatest stats of all time, but if you're talking about the greatest player of all time, it's a different discussion. Because that's where I think Kobe's in the discussion with LeBron, and I think Michael's above all of them.
I think we overrate Kobe's numbers.
Oof, I don't know, man. Every single opportunity that he capitalized on, he's got more titles than LeBron. And his, when we talk about that it factor, when he took over games, made every ridiculous shot, the game winner after game winner, all those things. I think we sell Kobe short in terms of the overall body of work.
I mean, everybody would have Kobe top 10, right?
Top 10 is one thing, but we're talking about the top pinnacle of the sport.
So you think Kobe's closer to 1 than 10?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, that we fundamentally disagree there then.
I'm talking about in our era of watching.
Oh, that's much different.
Yeah, I'm not talking Wilt and Russell. I never saw those guys play.
So you Kobe or LeBron?
I think it's more of a discussion than you think. I think just overall greatest player, regardless of the stats, because LeBron's played longer than anybody's ever played.
Sure, he's going to get a lot of the counting stats.
Yeah, and didn't go through some of the injuries MJ and Kobe had. If you just tell me I've got to choose one or the other to make my team the best it can be, I will take Kobe. In terms of his moves, his ability to hit tough shots, his nerves, everything that he brought to the table, I honestly would take Kobe over LeBron. And I wouldn't take Kobe over MJ.
Yeah, I knew you wouldn't. I would take LeBron over Kobe.
Okay.
I would take LeBron over Kobe. My wife would recognize LeBron and Kobe, not Steph.
I don't know. Steph's pretty mainstream. He's on tons of commercials and
what do you,
shows.
What do you – hold on, what? The texter said my wife would recognize LeBron and Kobe, not Steph.
I think,
are you arguing with his wife?
No, I'm just saying I would think his wife, if she watches TVs or TV at all, I think she'd know who Steph Curry is. He's done cooking
I'm gonna
shows.
Take, I mean, I'm going to take his word on who his wife
sure,
would know
not,
over
I'm
you.
I'm not saying she's wrong. I'm just saying if she watches TV and stuff, I think there's a chance she knows who Steph Curry is.
Yeah, there's some Kobe slander coming in, which, I mean, I think is –
it's par for the course.
Kobe cheated on his wife, and she was going to divorce him. Dude was a slime ball.
She wasn't going to divorce him. There's other factors involved. She was not going to divorce him.
Oh, I do remember this. I do remember this tweet now. I don't want to read it. It's
Friday. Yeah.
What about Larry Bird and Magic Johnson? I love
there.
Both of them.
No doubt.
I think Larry Bird's the most underrated basketball player to ever play.
I agree.
He's one of, what, three players in the history of the game who've won three straight MVPs?
Yeah.
I think it's him, Wilt. Who's the third? Maybe there's only two.
Three straight? Michael, right?
I don't think he won three in a row. Because remember voters started to get Jordan fatigue, and they started to invent other guys to win the MVP so they didn't have to give it to Jordan?
Yeah, I still thought he won three in a row.
I mean, maybe. Let me look it up real quick. I don't think that Jordan did. There's been three. It was not Jordan.
Okay.
I hit two of them. Wilt, Bird, there's one more.
I mean,
Chamberlain?
Magic.
No, Wilt is Chamberlain.
Yeah. Magic?
Larry Bird. Bill Russell?
Yeah. Bill Russell. Russell, Wilt, Larry Bird, the only three players in NBA history to win three consecutive MVPs. Didn't Joker come close?
Yeah, but again, like you said, they started to get whatever they call it, success bias, where they didn't want to give it to
voters
him again.
Because
he actually could have won it this year. He could have won it the last 5 years, I think.
Yeah, so Joker went MVP in 21, MVP in 22, runner-up in 23, MVP in 24. And then this year he finished second, right?
Yep.
713-780-ESPN, HRP listener
Bird
line.
Bird gets docked for one main reason.
Bird?
Yep.
What's the reason?
He's white.
LeBron passed both Mike
Am I
and
right
Kobe.
Or wrong, AJ?
Why do you have to ask AJ? Not
because
me.
Because he was nodding with me.
I'm a minority, too.
I think to some people, yeah, probably so.
Yeah. Because remember cold. Rodman and everybody that said if Larry – and Isaiah Thomas. If Larry Bird wasn't white, he'd just be an average NBA player.
Yeah,
hold on, what?
That's disrespectful.
Oh, Rodman said it and Isaiah said it. Isaiah, that's one of the most – I don't know if he regrets it personally, but it's one of the most publicized comments.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Let
me get the – I'll get it for you.
They said that if he was a –
Rodman and Isaiah said that if Bird was white, he would just be an average
Bird
NBA
was
player.
White.
I mean, if Bird wasn't white, if Bird wasn't white, he would just be an average NBA player.
That's ridiculous.
Yep, I'll find it for you.
I love Bird's game, man. Sometimes I'll just, like, I'll get bored and watch Larry Bird highlights.
When you watch the way he backed up the arrogance that he had, when you hear guys talk about the fact that he would come out of a huddle when his coach drew up a play and go, hey, you see that corner over there? I'm going there. I don't care how many guys you send at me. I'm catching it here. I'm shooting it over here, and I'm going to win the game.
Awesome.
And the guys would sit on the court after the game. He did exactly what he just told us he was going to do. And there's numerous accounts of that. He won the three-point title with his warm-up still on, and after the last shot went over as he walked off.
Bird like Eminem, overrated. I don't think it was Israel that texted that in. I knew that Israel was going to say that. Israel said that he didn't think Bird was good. Josh from Seabrook, I like this kind of finals instead of series like Knicks Lakers or Celtics Lakers, just so I don't have to listen to the NBA big market bias. I think it's a good point there, Josh. Josh from Philly, Thunder in five, girls, stop it. As I said yesterday before the game, Indy in six. Indy don't stop playing. They keep hustling to the last whistle. Josh from Philly trying to drop bars. The defense had flopped and seconds got popped. Someone called the cops. Pacers in five. It's not great.
Is that who we just met today?
No. That was different. Texter, y'all are out of touch.
How?
Because we say LeBron has more Q rating than Steph. Because he said for the last 10-plus years, all these kids and new pros have been copying Steph. That's not Q rating, man. I think you're having a fundamental problem understanding what Q rating is.
Isaiah?
I love Steph. I really don't like LeBron. I'm a Steph guy, but I'm not so Steph biased that I would say that he has more of a Q rating than LeBron.
Isaiah's direct quote was on Larry Bird and his status. If he were black, he'd just be another good guy.
Yeah, that's the worst take I've ever heard.
Yeah, and it got blown up, and then they had a press conference.
So who said it, Rodman or Thomas?
Thomas said it, and then Rodman followed up. Rodman had other comments.
The timeline? When were they?
They were both in the playoffs that year. It was the I believe.
So
it was
this
the
was
year,
okay. So it could have been gamesmanship.
I think it was the year that he sprained his ankle against the Lakers. But they had him after they got bumped out. They had him on the national broadcast. They set up a press conference so he could apologize, and he actually made it worse.
Yeah. Israel, I mean, not Israel. Somebody texted in Israel. Somebody said Israel is overrated. I don't know if he's overrated. If he was overrated, that means you'd have to hold Israel in high regard. Isaiah Thomas always puts his foot in his mouth, though.
He does it
like
a lot.
He has a history of that. I wonder too when they originally said it, if that was kind of like gamesmanship within
the series.
Oh, Rodman
made the comment first.
Yeah, see, I think that might have been a little bit of gamesmanship.
It's a tough way to have gamesmanship.
I mean, they were the bad boy Pistons. Like I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. I probably shouldn't. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Stratton Mystery. What's Stratton Mystery today? It's the Killer Bees broadcasting live from the Cuban Boardwalk on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is the NBA Finals.
Halliburton for three up top. Good, good, good.
The Pacers steal game one in Oklahoma City. How would the Thunder respond? Game two of the Pacers and Thunder.
Game two coverage begins Sunday at 6 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Championship teams are built with experience, skill, and teamwork, just like Pipefitters Local 211. For over 75 years, we've been representing the best in the trade across the Texas Gulf Coast. Our 4,300 union pipe fitters, welders, and HVAC techs bring the heat when it comes to quality, safety, and precision. When you need a home run in craftsmanship, trust the pros who do it right the first time. Pipefitters Local 211. Brought to you by the journeymen and apprentices of Pipefitters Local Union 211.
Ready to reignite the spark? Introducing Rize, R-I-I-Z-E Health's Red Max Strips, your fast track to peak performance. These revolutionary dissolving strips pack sildenafil, tadalafil, and oxytocin for harder, longer-lasting results in minutes. It's discreet, easy to use, and up to 5 times faster than pills. Visit Rize, R-I-I-Z-E Health.com, complete a quick questionnaire, and connect with U.S. board-certified doctors. Red Max Strips, unleash your confidence today!
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ALL to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ALL to 321-321. That's ALL to 321-321.
It's always a great time at Drift Bar on 20th. Sing your heart out at karaoke night Friday nights at 9. Then this Sunday from 3 to 7, catch live music on our brand new outdoor stage and dig into the best crawfish in the Heights. Plus, laugh the night away at our viral comedy show every Wednesday night at 8. Drift is open Wednesday through Sunday and offers daily drink specials. Drift Bar Houston. It's everything you love about the Southern Coast in a true Texas ice house. For more info, visit driftbarhouston.com.
Don't buy your e-bike in a box. Power On e-bikes professionally assembles, fits, and tests every electric bike we sell. Need help picking the right one? That's our specialty. Our Houston showroom is packed with top brands ready for a test ride today. And now we even deliver locally with our new Power On van. Skip the hassle and ride with confidence at Power On e-bikes. Check out our inventory today at poweronebikes.com. That's poweronebikes.com.
Listen on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app. Just search ESPN 97.5 and download today. You're listening. listening to the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting from Kima Boardwalk as part of ESPN Houston Summer Circuit.
Presented in part by our grand prize sponsor, Power On E-Bikes.
From the mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
I had to go to Tukey's. Anytime I'm at Kima, I go to Tukey's.
There's several different ones. There's Tukey's hamburgers, yeah. And there's Tukey's seafood.
Yeah, I've never been to the seafood one. I go to the burger one anytime I'm in Kima. I might try to get a little seafood on the way out. I'm not hungry, though. That burger kind of filled me up. Feel good. Israel says Bird's not top 20. Okay. Israel, you're banned for
okay,
the rest of the week.
He's starting to lean the way you don't think he is.
You're banned for the rest of the week, Israel. 35-minute ban. You can't text us anymore. Magic even said Bird is the best player. Bird would say he was insulted when they put a white boy on him. That sounds like a Bird thing. And then Rocky said, Blank, I just Googled it, and TMZ reported, among other sources, Vanessa Bryant filed for divorce in 2011. What are we doing
and then
here?
She got the biggest, one of the most rare diamond rings in the history as an I'm sorry present, and it all went away, Rocky.
But I feel like he's not wrong, though. He said he filed for divorce. And she did? Okay. Right? So, like, it wouldn't even be right.
I don't know if she ever... Okay. Interpret it how you will.
Hey, Rocky said Kobe cheated on his wife and she was going to divorce him. Dude was a slimeball. She was going to divorce him until your point. He bought her a ring and bribed her not to.
I wonder if she ever filed those papers or would have.
The story says that she filed for divorce.
There was a lot of pressure because that was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
I'll leave it there.
The couple later decided to reconcile and the proceedings were dismissed. Right, but I don't think what Rocky's saying is wrong though.
Okay.
Like she did file.
Sure. Would she have gone through with it?
But that's not that you're moving the goalposts on Rocky.
I know I'm knowing what I know, Jeremy, but I'm not saying everything, but I'm just saying, okay, then it's interpretation. I'll leave it there.
I feel like you're gaslighting Rocky right now.
I'm not really worried. Rocky, okay, never mind.
Josh from Seabrook, I've been seeing the nickname being floated from around Twitter for Tyrese Halliburton, Haliban like Taliban. There was some nasty stuff going on Twitter yesterday.
Really?
There was some idiot who posted the building that was bombed in the Oklahoma City bombings,
oh,
saying
that
Halliburton did more than that guy. Like, that's trash, man.
I saw
like,
that.
Like, that's – Elon should ban those people from the internet. Like, it ticked me off, honestly. Like, there was a terrorist attack, and you're
raunchy.
Making that
yeah, that's pretty bad.
Comp. Like, that is the worst. That's scum of – that's the people that are threatening McCullers. It's like these keyboard warriors who have no repercussions for their stupid behavior. It annoys me. Barry owns both Tukey's and T-Bone Tom's. T-Bone Tom's is where you get a good steak, I think. I play there every other month. I wonder what he plays. I wonder if he plays, like, in a band. Bird crushing the college player who heckled him is an all-time story. I don't know that one. Do you know that one?
I've not heard that one.
Went to Bird's house in August of 89 at French Lick. He was there. I was 23, but not the only doofus there. A guy and his kid from Iowa house featured in magazine. I don't know what the six guys saying.
Vanessa's from there.
From
French Lick.
She's from French Lick?
I believe so.
French Lick. I think I drove through French Lick from Indy to Bloomington.
Not Vanessa Bryant, by the way. Vanessa Richardson.
I knew you meant, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm going for the listener's sake.
Yeah, good point. That was a good call. All right, 713-780-ESPN. So let's get to Stroud in Mystery, today's edition.
Is C.J. Stroud throwing the football, or is he still just a spectator on the sidelines? Sideline, whatever. Is he even alive? There's no way to know, because this Texans offseason is shrouded in mystery.
Shrouded in mystery. I'm going to try to go out to OTAs next week, I think, if they allow me. See what Stroud's doing. Take my binoculars.
As an influencer, not a journalist.
I guess that would have some journalistic tendencies. But I might TikTok, so... I don't think that's journalistic. But anyways, today's Stroud in Mystery. This was from Pat McAfee, and they were opining about Stroud's shoulder.
The soreness is interesting with the time of year that it is. It's June.
Yeah.
Was this too hard of workouts? Is this an injury that's lingering from last year that he didn't know was as serious, like the Derek Carr situation That happened just a few months ago down in New Orleans. What are your thoughts on it, Steve? Hopefully
it's a big nothing burger here in early June. But
I hope.
Because we were conversing before the show, me and AJ specifically, talking about the quarterbacks we've kind of been around, and you were around Peyton. And the one thing we know about franchise quarterbacks, they like to get all their reps, you know, regardless of when it is, mini camp, OTAs, training camp. They like to get those reps if they're in the building, which most of them are. So this is concerning to me. Early June, this is a young quarterback. Definitely too early to be taking G days. So definitely concerning, but hopefully once we get to the season, once again, he's a phenomenal talent. So hopefully we see him taking every snap next season. It's a big, big nothing burger once we get to the big dance.
Yeah, it can be. It definitely most likely is nothing, you would think, but the time of year is what kind of would scare me. Like, the only time I've ever seen a quarterback not throw as much or have not even an off day, but come out and just, okay, he's not going to do seven on and team today, but just individual, is if, say, you had three straight days of practices and he threw a bunch of balls and you have a certain limit. But a young guy in June not throwing, yeah, I'd be worried a little bit.
There you go. They're opining. The people are talking.
Was that A.J. Hawk at the end?
I think it was Hawk. I couldn't find out who the middle guy was.
It was Darius Butler. Darius Butler.
That was Darius Butler?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep. He's a regular on the show.
You think Brian's taking a G-day today? That's why he's not working?
He takes many G-days.
Brian's taking a G-day?
Look, that was rich that Hawk said that because he covered for the fact that Rodgers wouldn't do individual drills. He just wouldn't show up.
Yeah.
That's his boy.
So, look, I mean, the people are talking. It's not just the Killer Bees. People are talking and weighing in about Stroud's shoulder. Off season that is shrouded in mystery. I got into it a little bit with Texan Stressens on Twitter last night.
Because I saw some of that, I think, this morning.
He didn't understand what I was saying. He made an assumption, which is fine to make assumptions. Everybody can have an assumption about what's going on. I just don't think that you can cherry pick assumptions, right? Like, if you're saying this is going on, you can't also say, well, this, you can't rule out this over here, right? Within reasonable doubt. Like, no one thinks he's had a labral surgery, right? Like, right. We don't think he's a torn labrum. Otherwise, he wouldn't be there. He wouldn't be shooting hoops. So, like, within reason. My point is that you can certainly make an assumption. Everybody can. You just can't cherry pick assumptions and eliminate some assumptions that could be true. You just don't want to believe them. So that's what that was about. But what kind of, I think, was interesting is that I feel like the Texans were lying last week.
Whenever
D'Amico Ryans like kind of misled people that, hey, it's not, you know, he's not an injury. It's he's not throwing because everybody's on their own schedules. Stressens took offense that I said that he was lying, which I think they were lying. So let's go back to last. This is last week. D'Amico talked last week once. He talked Monday earlier this week whenever he, you know, admitted to the soreness. Here was D'Amico Ryans last week when asked about Stroud not throwing.
For all the guys you see here, guys, there'll be guys on different schedules, different routines. So you'll see some guys out. Some guys won't be out there. Some guys will be. Some guys will be on different snap count, different pitch count. So there's nothing going on right now within our guys. Everybody's just on their own schedule.
Was D'Amico Ryans lying to us whenever he said that when asked about C.J. Stroud not throwing the football last week?
You know my opinion. I was hot buttoning this all last week. Yes, he was lying.
I think he was lying.
There's no doubt. In my mind, there's no doubt about it because of the fact that what we heard later, but also the fact that when the word started to travel out, because the local guys got onto it first and a lot of national guys weren't even paying attention to it. And then because it went multiple days and more attention, and because they were intentionally staying away from addressing it any further, that it even got more attention until they basically had their hand was forced to say something, which basically what they told you was enough to make sure you believe that there was something to why he wasn't throwing.
Yeah, I think this is very clearly a lie, and I'm not sure how you could take an opposite opinion. Maybe you could semantic it and say it wasn't a lie, they were just misleading, or they were covering up. Like, not technically a lie, because he didn't say he's not injured. Like, maybe you can lawyer it like that, but at the very least, it was misleading and coy with information.
But let me ask you a question, just to answer that, right? What did they eventually say? He had soreness, yeah. Right? Is soreness not being injured?
No, yeah, I mean,
and they're saying that's the direct correlation to why he's not throwing.
It's because
he's
Monday.
Experienced. Yes. So then the truth is out that he was injured, and he is injured.
Like, for him, for that to not be a lie, you would have to believe that he didn't know that Stroud had soreness last week, yet Stroud didn't throw.
Everybody I talked to said the PR department might not know, the general manager might not get it all right away. The head coach knows everything about every player, no matter what, with injuries.
I imagine Caserio would know.
I would take in this case, the GM case, yes.
Yeah, I 100% think that that was a lie. Was D'Amico Ryans lying to us last week? 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. D'Amico sounds like Vikings Brad Childress and Favre missing. I don't remember that. I'm going to have to look up that scenario, that saga. All right, let's get to Who Said It, everybody's favorite game. Who Said It next with the Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. First, a moment on HR&P, Human Resources and Payroll. It's Cougar owned by my colleague, Go Cougs. Business owners, let HR&P help you. Whether it's HR compliance, benefits administration, payroll, onboarding, HR&P can help in one of those areas or all of those areas. There's no boxes with HR&P. Doesn't matter how small the job, how big the job, HR&P will completely customize a plan for what you need, for what your business needs. You have a problem, you have an issue, you want to take a little bit off your plate, HR&P is going to find a way to help you in what is in your best interest. They do it in a way that's unique. Technology meets service. They have the best tech in the game. Their tech is elite, but you're going to fall in love with their service. Their service is elite of elite. Guaranteed fulfillment. You'll never talk to a stranger. You'll be talking to someone who knows you. They know your business needs, and they're going to take care of you and your business. Give them a call at 281-880-6525. Let HR&P customize a plan for you. 281-880-6525. Or check them out online at hrp.net. That's hrp.net.
ESPN 97.5.
Blue Star Tequila, the world's first and only night harvested tequila. This is tequila that's natural, unfiltered best, made with 100% blue agave and totally additive free. Smooth, vibrant, and full of character. It's tequila the way it was meant to be. So whether you're chasing championships or celebrating the moment, raise your glass to bold beginnings and taste the Blue Star difference. Find it near you at BlueStarTequila.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson.
And I'm Shivana Rabashriver.
And we are so excited to be bringing you Culture Club HTX every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 on ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5. Our show is about
sports, community, fashion, and of course business, and all the things that make Houston the heartbeat of Texas.
Our community. That's our favorite, right?
That's one of my most favorite. So every Sunday, 8 a.m., ESPN Radio 92.5 and 97.5. We can't wait for you to tune in.
Texas Card House is Houston's premier poker facility, open 24-7. The bar's open till 2 every single night. You can always find a game. You're looking for cash games or tournaments. They got great tournaments at both locations. Seniors on Friday at Westheimer and a 2 o'clock $140 buy-in. You could win $15,000. They've also got online poker with Hijack Poker. You're looking for poker in the city of Houston, there's one place to go. That's TexasCardHouse.com, TexasCardHouse.com.
Like celebrity picks? Yeah, neither do we. So follow ESPN Houston on Instagram instead.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. Don't wait until summer. Make your home more energy efficient right now with windows from Allstate Windows and Siding. They're built for Texas tough weather. They can sustain heat, rain, wind, hail, and they're great at reducing outdoor noise, enhancing the appearance of your home, and limiting the amount of energy that you have to spend. Yes, they can improve your energy efficiency up to 40%. Right now, when you call 832-204-1936, you get 30% off your windows. Call for your free estimate, 832-204-1936.
It's now time for Super Producer Brian McDonald, a.k.a. TreeMac.
I'm Groot.
To do his best to stump Joel and Jeremy.
Well, I'm stumped.
It's everyone's favorite segment.
Because everyone loves it.
Yeah, everyone loves it.
I know.
Right, exactly.
Yes. Yes.
Who said it?
He said it.
With the Killer Bees.
Who said it with the Bees? No Brian today. He's taking a G-Day. We have AJ instead, who is a G. And he's going to be reading us the five Who Said It quotes. I think I got a tell on AJ.
You do?
You can't look at me in the eye. Look at him. Yeah, now you're trying to look
I'm
me
getting
in the
ready
eye.
To read the quotes. That's why.
It's a big test. Yeah,
I can do
uh-huh.
it.
Uh-huh. Why don't you read us quote number one?
Okay, I'm ready.
Stop looking me in the eye.
Well, I have to read.
All right, five quotes. Everybody needs to be nice of my personalities. What do we got?
Okay, so the first one. There have been moments where people are like, oh, no, this isn't a Abreu or a Hader night. And you're concerned about the Okert, mostly because of his name. Just people don't like saying Okert or Ort and think, and Ort's probably worse, to be honest with you. If we're talking about guys who you don't think are going to perform because of their names, Ort has to be one of them. It does not sound like a name of a guy who's going to bail you out of the seventh inning jam.
It's a casual tag.
Paul or
so
Lance?
It's Lance, Deller, or Paul.
I think Dell's got more knowledge than I don't think he's casual.
Yeah, but like that's
he's
a Dell.
Yeah.
No, sneaky. I'm with you on that, but that's kind of like a Dell like approach to a conversation. Where he's talking about like, you know, the name giving him a bunch of confidence and stuff.
We know BMAC still did these, so I know that he's trying to possibly lead us the wrong way, because the obvious answer right now would be Paul. If there's a dark horse, it would be Lance.
Are y'all choosing?
I don't know. I'm trying to read it in your eyes.
I was wondering what you were doing, then I realized.
Could it be Paul?
No.
I'm thinking.
No, we tell you final answer.
Okay. Could it be Lance?
I'm not going to give y'all a hint, so. Man.
Could it be Dell?
Do you read it like Paul?
Oh, no, I know I didn't. Nah.
You didn't read it like
I'm
Paul?
I'm going to try to add some more personality to next
but
year.
Do you feel like you read it like Lance?
You're trying to trip me up. He can't do it. I'm telling you.
Interrogation
I don't
with AJ.
Yeah, he's pretty good. I didn't get a good read off of him. He's pretty good
at
that.
What are you feeling?
I don't have a great feel. Don't have a great feel.
Do we think
I'm good with Lance or Paul.
You think Brian is trying to lead us down that road? Because the casual take would be Paul. Let's go, Paul.
I don't want to overthink this.
Final answer,
it's
Paul.
Way too much effort.
He doesn't like to do that.
So. There have been moments where people are like, oh, no.
Oh, it was Dell. Dang, I was right.
You're a hater night, and you're concerned about the Okert, mostly because of his name.
Okert's been really good, by the way.
He just called him Okert.
Okert has been really good.
Is he? Yeah.
Really good. Really, really good. All right.
Ready? Okay. So for the second one, we've seen him a little bit animated before on the sideline, but not about his own players or what they were doing. It's been about officials, and when I say animated, not much. He's pretty low. He's pretty low-key. I wish I was more like D'Amico Ryans, if I'm being honest with you. Not only with the bench press and the squat, but also just his ability to not get pissed off about things.
It sounds like something I would say. I love D'Amico. D'Amico's a role model of mine, and I mean that sincerely.
I hear Lance.
I hear Paul. Paul likes to think about workouts, and he's enamored with people's bodies, especially men, because he gets jealous and envious of their muscles. I think it's Paul.
Okay, then you can go with Paul. We can go with Paul. I, the only reason why I said Lance is because I think from the standpoint of Lance admitting things he definitely wouldn't do, like bench press and things like that, that's why he'd be envious.
But do you think he would be enamored by it, where he's like, I am jealous of him. I want his body.
I do, but we can go Paul.
All right, let's try Paul.
We've seen him a little bit animated.
That's
before
funny that I got Dell right,
but not about
you
his
got
own
Lance
players.
Right, but we picked the wrong person to pick at the time.
Number three, AJ.
Okay. Dang. For number three, never underestimate in this industry the ability of bosses to step on creativity because they think that they know better. I believe you have somebody let you do what you're going to do. Get out of the way. Give you some pointers from time to time. But stay out of the way. This place does a great job of that. I've never felt more free.
So I heard Paul till the end.
Yeah, but would Paul say that on air, but then not say it off the air?
Yeah,
like, you know
off the air. Yeah, off the air, it's a little different.
I
mean, John runs the place. Is he going to say that?
Say it. Can you read it again?
Okay. Never underestimate in this industry the ability of bosses to step on creativity because they think that they know better. I believe you have somebody let you do what you're going to do, get out of the way, give you some pointers from time to time, but stay out of the way.
Really? I don't hear John's cadence there at all.
I hear John in the message.
I don't think that John's going to go to that point, though, and talk about like creativity.
I hear John in the message because before he's actually told program directors to F off that he's told stories about because of how many program directors have ticked him off.
Yeah, but there's not like a stutter there or like a resetting of the sentence. I'm going more like their cadence than their actual what they said. I think it's Paul or Lance, and I would lean Paul, but I don't care how you answer it. I don't care.
No, we call it then.
No, you call it. No, I called it last time.
You're,
it was wrong.
You're more adamant
but,
it,
but
about
I was
it.
Wrong last time.
I was wrong the first time.
Right, but mine was more recent, so it's your turn.
No, it's not.
All right, fine, Paul.
Never underestimate
thanks.
In there this industry.
All right, number four.
Okay.
No, I thought it was Rudy T at first.
I thought that's what he was going to do, read a Rudy quote.
Okay, for number four, it's not the actual roller coasters themselves. I just don't have a lot of faith in these type of rides. I've seen enough videos from, like, third world countries where things don't go so well. Being up at a great height on something that does not seem structurally sound, it's like my two worst fears combining.
Dell.
Who's soft?
I think it's Dell.
You think it's Dell, really? All right, let's do it.
It's not the actual roller coasters themselves.
And he always talks so tough.
And Paul kind of like is a hybrid. Like he'll talk tough, but he'll also be soft about certain things.
He's a cat.
Are you a roller coaster guy?
I'll go on it once. I'm not one of those people that has to like Lisa and my oldest daughter. My oldest daughter's fearless at 9.
Yeah.
Like that Galveston one where you're just swing like 10 stories up, winging around.
She likes it.
Loves it. Yeah. I'll go once to say I did it and then be like good with it. I don't have that. Like I got to do that again.
I love roller coasters. I don't love like the round and round things. I get kind of like
the upside down
kinda
ones.
Get a little dizzy.
Yeah.
Some of them.
Yeah, I get a little dizzy on those. I like the roller coasters. Like the free fall drops. I don't love those either. I would do one, but I didn't love those. Roller coasters I love.
Yeah, when you do those hard pin turns and all that stuff, like the hairpin turns and those are fun.
Yeah. I used to go to Astro all the time. Grease Lightning, my favorite. All right, last one. We
have not shut out, but we're not winning.
Yeah, we're toast.
All right, so for number five, I don't run. I don't like running. Running's the worst. Running's for suckers. Who wants to run? You're going to just hurt your knees running on that pavement. No thanks. I'm trying to keep my knees pristine.
Is that Lance?
King of Twitch.
Why do you think King of Twitch runs?
No, he makes a big deal of the fact that we were supposed to know he runs.
I missed that.
You think it's Lance? Well, Lance, we know.
See,
Lance
I think this is. I think this is Lance. Okay, I have two thoughts on this. One, his wife runs marathons,
but he doesn't.
And he's like, I refuse to do it. Secondly, I saw a treadmill in his office.
He's also injury prone. So is he making light of the fact that his knees are pristine?
Now, I think it's a bad take. I don't think his knees are pristine.
Right.
But I do think this is Lance who said it.
Go with it.
All right, might as well. We already lost.
Yep.
I don't run. I don't like running.
Good job.
Running's the worst. Running's for suckers.
Save face a little bit.
Running's for suckers. My run. He said running for suckers.
Yeah,
and his,
but
his
walking in a crosswalk and finding a way to debilitate your leg is really athletic.
It's funny on that front, and it's funny on the front that his wife runs tons of marathons.
Yeah.
Running is for suckers as he travels with his wife to go run marathons. He's calling his wife a sucker.
That's true.
I mean, she did marry him.
Indirectly, you're right. It's true.
He called his wife a sucker. Oh, that's so funny. All right, 713-780-ESPN, HRP listener line. Let's get to the car wreck of the day. That's next. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is Ron Ansano with your market scoreboard report on ESPN 97.5.
Stock prices rebounded today after yesterday's Trump-Musk-induced sell-off. In fact, the market's looking past the rift between those two gentlemen today and focusing on better-than-expected job numbers as the economy created 139,000 jobs last month ahead of expectations, decelerating from prior months, but still better than what Wall Street was looking for while the unemployment rate held steady at 4.2%. U.S. and Chinese officials will be meeting on Monday to talk trade. That may have helped as well, as the Dow rallied 443 points, just over 1%, to 42,762, S&P up 61, climbing back to 6,000, and the NASDAQ up 231 points at 19,529 as Tesla bounced back a bit from yesterday's big decline. Interest rates jumped on the better-than-expected economic news, 10-year note yield rising to 4.51%, dollar broadly stronger against key foreign currencies, oil picked up $1.28 to $64.65 a barrel, while higher rates and a stronger dollar push gold down more than $44 to $33.30 the ounce. Next week.
Hey, Lance Zierlein here. You know I'm a numbers guy, and I like the numbers that Daspit Law Firm is putting up for their clients. The super team at Daspit Law handles a full range of personal injury cases, and they are getting results from their clients in big numbers. Car accidents, truck accidents, industrial accidents, construction accidents, maritime accidents, offshore accidents. These are all areas where if it's you or someone you know, I encourage you to get a free case review from John Daspit with the Daspit Law Firm. Call 713. Call now. That's 713. Call now.
Has your roof started to experience leaks or been damaged from recent storms? When it comes to roofing in Houston and surrounding areas, Brinkman is the only name to trust with your roofing needs. Brinkman's team of professionals will work with you, and only if necessary, your insurance company, to get your roof repaired or replaced with as little inconvenience to you as possible. There's no substitute for Brinkman quality. Visit them at BrinkmanQuality.com. That's B-R-I-N-K-M-A-N-N quality.com.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn.
And this is Bill Olson. Texas Outdoor News is the longest-running, most award-winning outdoor radio show in the state for a lot of good reasons.
We bring you the latest news and information about hunting and fishing across our great state and beyond.
And our guests are who's who from industry, government, and the field.
Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Join us Saturday mornings at 6, Sunday at 7 on ESPN 97.5.
Why sit on the bench when you can step up to the plate and start earning now at Pipefitters Local 211? Our free state-of-the-art apprenticeship program trains the next generation of pipefitters, welders, and HVAC techs, and we're recruiting across the Texas coast from Houston to Beaumont. No experience? No problem. We'll coach you up, pay while you train, and set you up for a career that knocks it out of the park. Swing for success. Apply today at pipefitters211.com.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? No? Then download it now in your app store.
You all right?
My leg is broken. The bone's coming through.
Give me all you prick. Where's my money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
Car wreck of the day. What are you nominating? 713-780-ESPN. What are you nominating, Blankers?
I am nominating the Oklahoma City Thunder because you were leading the entire game. You had the game in the palm of your hand with less than 5 minutes to play, and you found a way to give it away.
Yeah, that was a bad one. Was a bad one. Which one is worse, up 15 with 9.5 or up 9 with 2.5?
They're both pretty bad.
I go the latter.
Yeah, because you just run the clock out,
yeah,
and you should be in the driver's seat. Yeah.
Yeah, I go the ladder on that one. Any other ones? I have a couple.
Go ahead.
Rangers blowing that game yesterday. See how the Rangers lost?
Yeah, that infield play where the first baseman came over too far. And then
they gave up two. They gave up two rounds. They were up a run in the ninth, bottom of the ninth. They're playing at George Steinbrenner Field, home of the Yankees against the Rays. And must have been runners at second and third. Maybe bases loaded.
Was. I think it was second and third.
They hit a routine grounder to second base. First baseman sprints over there for whatever reason. It's a routine grounder to second. There's nobody covering first. Tying run scores. They wave the runner from second across, and he scores at the plate. Mm-hmm. The Rays scored two runs, the tying run and the go-ahead, the winning run, on a routine ground ball to second. I've never seen anything like that.
On an infield hit, they got two runs. That's crazy.
Like, there wasn't even an error on the play.
Nope.
Is that a two RBI infield single?
I believe it
on
is.
A routine grounder to second?
Unless they're going to say the second run scored on an error based on.
I don't think you can charge
you can't
a mental
just do
error
it based on like out of position.
I need to go back to see how that was ruled because I've never seen a play like that.
It was crazy.
And it didn't have an error.
Yeah,
like you see that every now and then, like you know, lower levels on a ball that's booted by the second baseman. No, I picked it up cleanly.
They had benched for a while the guy that was their starting first baseman that always wore the mock turtlenecks when it was 100 degrees over the last couple of years.
No, I think they traded him to the Nats. You're talking about Lowell?
Yeah.
He's with Washington.
Oh, is that right? So because I couldn't recognize who was playing first for the Rangers.
Are they playing Young there?
Maybe.
I don't know who's playing first base for the Rangers. No, sometimes they've been using Berger there, the Jacob Berger guy. Oh. I don't know who was there last night, though. But that was all-time bad.
Yeah, it was awful.
The Joker, the tennis Joker, Djokovic, he lost to a sinner. A guy by the last name of Sinner.
Oh, Sinner, yeah.
Beat him to go to the French Open final. And did you see the guy that Carlos Alcaraz was playing?
I did not.
Carlos Alcaraz won his semifinal. His opponent decided to retire in the fourth set.
Oh.
He said he's done with tennis. He's going to retire from the sport and go to his next avenue in life.
Like
he retired mid-match.
Not from the tournament. From the sport.
He retired from the sport mid-match. I was reading the headlines on ESPN. Carlos Alcaraz advances to the French Open final. His opponent retired.
Yeah, because I saw that they
I'm kidding. I know he retired from the match.
Oh, okay. I thought you were being serious. Because I said I saw that Alcaraz wanted to make sure the fans gave him a standing or an ovation and gave him credit when he bowed out.
Man, I cracked myself up.
I guess so.
That was a funny joke. Who was that Colt Corner who retired in the middle of the game? You remember that? He, like, at halftime, he's like, I'm done.
Yeah, he also – didn't he just pass away, too?
That guy that retired passed away?
He had to call my grandmama.
Hold on a
second. That was the one on Hard Knocks that said – when they said, hey, by the way, it's Davis, Vontae Davis.
Vontae Davis died?
I believe so. Because he's, like, the one I got to call my grandmama.
Dude, I didn't realize that.
It's true, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He died in April.
I remember that even D-Butt on McAfee, everybody were sending their condolences because they all said what a great dude
Man,
he was.
That stinks.
Yeah.
That's so weird. He was 35 years old.
Yep. Yeah, I remember.
That scares me. I hate hearing about stuff like that. That's tough.
Antonio Brown kind of retired in the middle of the game because what he did,
yeah,
no one No one else was going to ever hire him again.
See, the Steelers are trying to pick him up so Rodgers has somebody to throw to.
I'm not biting on that.
No, there was a parody account that tweeted that out. Antonio Brown got called up. it's funny. Cam Smith, I'm nominating Cam Smith, car wreck of the day.
Why? He got a hit.
He pulled a Yordan. He got scratched from the lineup.
For?
He said illness.
Oh.
But he's pulling a Yordan. He doesn't like Cleveland.
Maybe, or the plane food was bad last night.
I hope you're not eating that late at night.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Yeah, you're right, they are.
Unless they got the buffet set up before they got to the plane.
I mean, they're eating something post-game for
no
sure.
No doubt.
There's probably something on the buffet line, and there's probably something on the plane.
It's probably true.
Like, they're big league. Like,
yep.
They're big leaguers. Yep. They absolutely do that. It's crazy, like, that they – how late they got there.
Oh, my God. When Travis Johnson used to tell the stories that they got Chick-fil-A as they were getting on the plane, then had their choice of food on the plane, and then before the meetings they had dinner, and then after the meetings they would go to dinner.
Oh, my God.
The caloric intake of NFL guys and every food at all times at draft. And then before bed, they delivered cookies.
That's every team, though.
Yep.
Like, that's not – it's every sport.
Yep.
Like, you get fed like kings. Josh from Seabrook, car wreck of the day, everyone within the immediate area who didn't visit y'all at the Kima Boardwalk, but I did.
Yes,
yeah,
did.
Shout out to Josh from Seabrook.
No doubt.
A lot of people came out. Rico was out here. Junior was out here. JG was out here. Age was out here. A great time out at Kima Boardwalk today. Great time.
Yep, Victoria was out here. Good. Yep.
Yeah, Victoria, everybody signing up to win up those. I hope y'all be on the lookout for the Josh Hader, Brian King romance.
I will look commercial. For the commercial.
You know, I watched it again last night because they showed it last night, but I didn't get it on my DVR because the game was at a different time. The Shins music that they use is what really makes it.
It accentuates
ambiguous.
It. Because
yes,
I never 100%. Saw the commercial.
The music is not
but
good.
My DVR got Astros Bases Loaded,
See,
whatever they call it, show. So I was fast forwarding going, it's got the story.
Yeah.
The whole story's got to be in here, and it wasn't in there.
The commercial is what makes it. And the music is like romantic.
Because the story was, I couldn't
weird.
Find it.
All right, does it for us. Thanks to Sean Mage for laboring today. Thanks to AJ for laboring. Brian was on a G-Day today. Can't believe it. For Blankers, I'm Bradham. Thank you to Kima Boardwalk. Thank you to the Arcade. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? No? Then download it now in your app store.
Is diabetes keeping you from enjoying life's special moments? At US Med, we understand the challenges you face, and we're here to help.
With US Med, I can finally manage my diabetes without it managing me.
US Med offers a wide range of services to simplify your diabetes care. Personalized care plans, convenient access to cutting-edge diabetes tech, and knowledgeable support. Plus, we'll check your insurance so your diabetes care may be covered at little or no cost to you.
With US Med, I feel confident and control of my diabetes. I can finally live my life to the fullest.
Don't let diabetes hold you back. Choose US Med and experience better birthdays, better adventures, better anniversaries, and better everything. Call now. US Med. Better service. Better care.
800-451-4785. 800-451-4785. 800-451-4785. That's 800-451-4785.
Brotherhood of Rock. Welcome to the Brotherhood. Now they celebrate 25 years.
Come for me to fly.
Styx.
Come sail away. Come sail.
Kevin Cronin. Former lead singer of REO Speedwagon. Special guest Don Felder, formerly of the Eagles. Tonight, the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion, presented by Huntsman. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Presented by the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion, part of the Xfinity Concert Series.
Sell your house in the most simplest way. GreenlightOffer.com.
Hey, parents. Jeremy Branham here. Want to transform your driveway into a pro-level court? Pro-Dunk basketball goals are the real deal. Their revolutionary lightning adjust system lets you change heights in seconds, from regulation 10 feet down to 5 feet, so the whole family can play. Built with commercial grade materials that stand up to Houston weather, get your kids off those screens and onto the court. Pro Dunk, the choice of serious ballers. Visit produnk.com today. That's That's ProDunk.com.
The John Clay Wolf Show. Here's what's going on in the Wolf Pack.
Bobo, we appreciate you.
Thanks, man.
Gigi Dutton.
You left me hanging, but whatever. I still love you. And I was there first.
You're talking about the show meeting we had yesterday? She's the only one that showed up.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there like, yeah, guys, I'm 3 minutes early. Right. What the heck?
That was 50-1 odds in Vegas.
The John Clay Wolf Show. Every Saturday morning. ESPN. 97.5.
Grab pest control kills
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.